Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Really enjoy the word this morning. Amen. Concerning the matter of knowing the Lord. Yeah. It's not a matter of just knowing the Bible, as our brother shared. When it comes to knowing the Bible, of course, some knows the Bible more than the others. I'm definitely sure that those George knew the Bible. Well, he's been a Christian for so many years, it'll be strange if he didn't know the Bible. But we're not talking about just knowing the Bible. We're talking about knowing the living Christ. I have a granddaughter, 9 months old. My granddaughter, Rebecca, definitely knew the mother and the father. You cannot take her away from Mama and Papa. Because she knew the parents very, very well. Right, Stefan? You think Rebecca doesn't know you? In fact, she knew him better than she knew the grandpa. In a moment, she saw Stefan. She would just try to go with Stefan and forget about me. This is the living knowing. It's nothing doctrinal. Rebecca doesn't know too much. Can't even say Papa yet. I try to teach her to say Grandpa. No matter how much I try to teach her, the moment she saw Stefan, she would run and try to go to Stefan. Isn't that true? Because she knew the Father. That kind of a knowing nobody can replace. You cannot teach her. This is an instinct. There's no need of teaching. I came from a large family. We have 13 children. I'm the 9th in the family. And you are the
11th.
You're the 11th. The 13 kids, we all knew the Father. We all knew the Father. And we all had a very wonderful relationship with Him, from the youngest to the oldest. Nobody taught us how to know the Father. Knowing the living parents is not by university or school. You don't learn to know your parents by going to school, right? Did you? No, nobody knew. Did you? No. When did you start knowing your dad?
Day one.
From day, who taught you? You sure nobody taught you? You know, I can teach Moses about your dad, and I can teach him and teach him and teach him about your dad. He will never know your dad more than you. One day, maybe he became a doctor. PhD on George Chua. He got a PhD on George Chua. I don't know from what university. But he will never know your dad like you. Am I right? Now, how do you know the living God today? Who taught you? No, this is the kind of knowing we are talking about. I don't mean we don't need to know the Bible. Yes, you can know the Bible, which is fine, and we need to fellowship with each other. And those who knew about the Scriptures in the church life should share with us more concerning the truth in the Bible, which is very precious. But as precious as the knowledge of the truth in the Bible is, it can never replace any one of us to know the living God in a daily living way. And this is where the living anointing comes in. This is the reason why the Holy Spirit, the anointing, dwells in you. to teach you in a different way, in a very subjective way, to let you know him, to build up a living relationship with this wonderful God, which you and I need from day one, like our brother says, from day one. You know, several years ago, when I was still in South San Francisco, a wonderful family from China, God save, the whole family, God save. Mary was there. And got baptized, praise the Lord. Mother, the father, the son, daughter, they all got baptized. And immediately one older brother come with a stack of books. I want to give him and read his books. I stopped him. I said, no, don't read the book. I said, read this book. Why do you want to give other books and not to encourage the new believer to read this book? Tell me, which books are better? This is called the book. So you don't encourage a new believer to read the book. You want to bring many other little books for the new believer to read. And you know what the new believer said? His name is David. Oh, but I don't understand the Bible. I said, it's strange. You've never read it. How do you know you don't understand it? Who gave you such strange ideas that you don't understand the Bible? I said, if you have read it and you tell me you don't understand it, I'll believe you. But you haven't even seen a Bible yet, and you are telling me you don't understand the Bible. I said, this is a very strange concept from somebody down below there, giving you the thought you don't understand the Bible. I said, no. You have the Holy Spirit now indwelling you, the living anointing, and I showed him John chapter 14, and the anointing in you, he will teach you all things. He will lead you into all truth. I said, you have the greatest, the most wonderful, knowledgeable professor living right in you. And if you read the Bible, you don't know anything, or you don't know something, you turn to the Spirit and ask him. You know what happened? A week later, they all came back to the meeting and gave living testimonies. So it's a week later. And how the Lord answers their prayers and how the Lord helps them. And then they are applying the word. And we, the old folks, were stand up 50 years ago. 50 years ago, what about 5 days ago? What about 5 hours ago? Why, when you stand up and share, 50 years ago, I experienced the Lord 50 years ago. Who cares what happened 50 years ago? Those new believers were experiencing Christ a few days ago. And the following week they came back again and gave living testimonies and put all of us to shame. When was the last time you experienced the living God? Oh, you would think, well, when was the last time? 20 years ago. Oh Lord Jesus. 20 years ago. What happened? What happened to your living relationship with this living God? It stopped 20 years ago. That's not a good news. Definitely not good news. We should be in living relationship with him day by day. It's wonderful. Even the first thing when you wake up. in so many different situations. Day by day, we learn to turn to that wonderful Christ living in us. If Christ indeed lives in us, and we have the living faith, there's no reason why you don't interact and fellowship with Him every moment in everything of your life. This is the knowing that our brother's talking about this morning. And he mentioned several times, now that we don't need fellowship anymore, now that we don't need to come to meetings anymore, now that we don't need to read a Bible anymore, but that nothing else could replace the living Christ indwelling in you day by day. And this is what we need to build up the church together.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for such a living way that the Lord has given to all of us.
Amen.
We all need that. This is a very important message this morning, I feel. And all of us must turn to this wonderful experience of Christ. And this is what Paul meant, and I said this several times. He said, for me to live is Christ. For him to live, as long as he is living, it is Christ. If you're breathing and you're living, it must be Christ. That means you can experience the Lord every day, all the time, being with you. And this is what it meant when we talk about Enoch walking with God. How's your relationship with your wife? Oh, 20 years ago. When was the last time you talked to your wife? Better be this morning. Not 20 years ago. Goodness, the living Christ dwells in you. When was the last time you talked to him? Should be this morning. Better learn to say, good morning, Lord. First thing you do when you wake up. Right? Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.